Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. President. Hi, Bill. Try that way out thing on Warren.
Well, I can't get him on the phone. I'm trying to reach him. The White House operator's trying to get him.
It is rather way out, but you know,
well, he's very good.
We know his attitude, but the point is that for a last hurrah, it'd be a great thing for him and a great thing for the country.
Yeah, I do. I think so too. I think
it's, and he'll have a complete free hand, you know, the whole business, you know.
Right.
If he doesn't do it, I'm gonna appoint the commission anyway. I'm gonna move on it. Make a speech Sunday night.
And, good. Good.
For Monday morning.
I thought that was a good meeting this morning. I thought it was.
Well, you contributed a lot to it too, and
well,
I think they finally got the spirit that we're trying to get across now and change them a bit. Don't you think so?
I think so. I think it pepped everyone up, and
they needed to get off. You know, they don't want to be, you know, looking down on the ground all the time. What the hell? This thing is tough, but it'll pass. It's not gonna pass soon, but it'll pass.
Right, and I think that the things we talked about this morning are all most desirable, but I also think that the way we can overcome it is to just have a damn successful government. Run the country well.
That's one of the reasons, you know, I gave a lot of thought, believe me, to your trip, and you thought if we'd have canceled, it'd have been a mistake.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know, it looked like the whole government had come to a standstill.
Exactly.
And I said, all right, no, you go. Incidentally, you'll be gone how long?
About 2 weeks.
Well, that's not bad.
No, it isn't bad. Visit 8 countries, and
yeah.
I think it's the timing is pretty good, too.
Meet tomorrow, you know, at 11 for, you know,
yes,
symbolic purposes.
That's well, I'll just get in, and I don't have to take any time with you.
I don't give a damn about the time, but whatever time you need. But my point is that, now, Kissinger gets back from Russia at 9 o'clock tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what I want to do is that we should meet long enough for you to have a goddamn good rundown from him, too, because as I told Haig, there's not going to be any more of this crap, you know, if
yeah.
You're not being filled in.
Well, that's fine. It'd be very helpful to me.
Well, it isn't just helpful.
I can keep a confidence. I
know that, but the point is that I want you to know, Bill, that this crap is going to stop. I had a long talk with Haig. Haig is a superb fellow.
Oh, he's marvelous. Marvelous. I don't know. One of your problems is going to be how to let him go. I don't know. You know, he's just so good that I can't think of anybody better.
We're not going to let him. Between you and me, he's going to do it permanently. But I didn't want to announce it because I didn't want the army to get stirred up.
That's
right. He's the best man for the job. He's willing to do it. He's willing to give up his whole career to do this, which shows what a hell of a patriot he is. But that's just between you and me.
Right. He's one that we all have confidence in. We've all dealt with him before, and we know I never had a bit of trouble with him.
Well, he's does what is right.
He always told you the truth. He never lies.
He's unflappable.
That's right. Well, I think that's a great move, and I think Jim Schlesinger is good, too.
Colby's good, incidentally.
Colby's damn good.
Colby is the little note that I got when we were sitting there. I told Haig over this, for Christ's sakes, did he know anything about this goddamn Ellsberg thing? And he was not in it at all. He was out, I think, in Vietnam then, but I hope. Anyway, Colby's son, you know, was one of the grooms at Trish's wedding.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, he's a high-class fellow, and I think...
Putting a career guy in, Bill, helps a lot, too.
I know it. It's fine, and I'll let you know just as soon as I...
Yeah, if you hear from Warren, if he says no, we'll go forward without it.
Right.
Okay.
I'll keep trying. Thank you, Mr. President.